Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Steve Penny, founder and publisher of the Silver Chartist Report. In this segment, we are going to be focusing a bit more on the energy sector. We're going to talk about oil and talk about uranium. Starting off with oil, as Steve has shared a number of charts with us that will all be posted below this interview. Look, oil has been in a pretty nice uptrend, a steep uptrend, and just in the last, well, really for this year, has taken off to the upside, continuing to break to some multi-year levels. Right now, oil is, crude at least, is over $90 a barrel, over $92 a barrel, with almost a $2 move just today. We haven't seen levels at this price since back in 2014. Either way, the chart that you have shared with us here, Steve, shows trend lines, and the upper trend line resistance is where we're going to be focused on right here, because with this run in crude, it's almost right up to that upper trend line resistance, also in an overbought scenario. Steve, is this more just telling us that, look, oil is in a bull market right now, but could be due for a bit of a pullback?
Yeah, I think that last sentence you said there sums it up perfectly. The overall trend is clearly up. There's no denying that. And I am wildly bullish on oil and the energy sector over the next 6 to 18 months, but nothing goes up in a straight line. So I think for aggressive shorter-term traders, there might be some shorting opportunity here. However, for me, I'm looking to get long on the next sharp pullback. And you mentioned testing this resistance. That's correct. We're just approaching a key trendline resistance. We're overbought in multiple timeframes. And, you know, it's when people get euphoric like this and we get overbought that conditions are ripe for a somewhat sharp pullback over the short term. And I think oil in this kind of technical condition, it just takes one little headline to cause, you know, sharp pullback. And I'm waiting for that. And I would view such a pullback as a longer term buying opportunity. So I'm anxiously awaiting that.
Steve, would you expect it to pull back to the bottom end of that channel then? And also, when you see those rising bearish wedges like that, do they normally resolve to the downside?
They normally do, but we actually broke through the upper rail of that bearish rising wedge today. So now we're, you know, up at the upper trend line resistance that we've been talking about. So that bearish rising wedge is somewhat negated right now. But as far as where my pullback targets, that's where I would look to get long. I'm willing to be patient on oil because that's not my sweet spot. You know, I'm willing to let that one run away for me. But if we pull back towards the 200-day moving average or the lower rail of that uptrend channel, that's where I would be looking to get long. I'm not sure we'll pull back that far, but that would be fantastic buying opportunity from my perspective.
Steve, what are the odds that if crude breaks above this upper trend line resistance, say on a weekly basis or something that's a bit more solid, that it could simply take off from here?
Yeah, that's always a possibility. So I like to say I deal in probabilities, not predictions. And I think right now the probabilities are stacked in such a way that a pullback is very likely over the, you know, next few weeks. But could it keep running? Absolutely. And I could very well be wrong. But like I said, I think the probability is that we see a pullback.
Now, when things are in a channel like this, they tend to stay in a channel for a very long period of time, longer than most people expect. Would you expect after that pullback, if there is a bounce off the 200-day moving average or off the bottom rail, do you think we could just keep trending higher in oil in this channel and maybe get up to triple-digit oil?
Yeah, I do. I think that's a very likely scenario. That's why I'm really hoping we do see that pullback, because I have minimal exposure to the oil sector. So that could very well happen. And that's actually my baseline expectation, is triple-digit oil sometime in the next 6 to 18 months.
All right, let's look to the next chart, which actually ties in the transition over to uranium, because we're comparing the uranium price to the oil price dating back to 2008. Look, it seems like uranium was underperforming oil quite a bit for the first about half of this chart, and then oil started to pick it up. But right now, back at the bottom of this kind of U-shaped formation, what are your takeaways from this chart? Are we saying that uranium needs to play some more catch-up to oil here?
I do. That's exactly what I think. Over the intermediate time frame here, oil has outperformed uranium since late November by a fairly wide margin. And if you look at that ratio, we're pulling back to support levels. So this would be a logical place for uranium to begin outperforming oil over the intermediate term. And that's actually what I'm expecting here. Uranium sector looks very compelling right here for longer term accumulation. If you've got, you know, a 1 to 3 year time horizon, could it go a little bit lower? Absolutely. But I think we're squarely in the buy zone for uranium stocks.
Well, let's go ahead and shift over to the uranium chart then, Steve, because it lays out a case going all the way back to where uranium last peaked at $140 back in 2007. And it shows the long, painful fall that uranium had for over a decade. And then really in 2017, there was a channel there similar to what we're seeing in oil, an upward sloping channel with two trend lines kind of keeping price compressed. And then just only recently has price really broke out above that channel. And it looks like it's putting in what appears to be a compression triangle, almost like a bull pennant or a bull flag. Mm-hmm. So do you think that upside that's potentially there for uranium could be where it gains on oil? Is that this chart still has some room to run?
I do. I think so. I was urging caution in the uranium sector back in mid-November. And you can see on this chart here, the monthly RSI was the most overbought in November that it had been ever, unless you go back to the $140 peak in June of 2007. So we were extremely overbought and we were due for a pullback. And this consolidation is very healthy, in my opinion. I think the path of least resistance is for this triangle pattern to resolve higher. And then the immediate resistance is the recent high of $50.80 on uranium. And I think once that $50.80 level is cleared, the next target becomes $73 over the intermediate term. And that's a pretty sizable move for a physical metal. And if that were to transpire, you can imagine the upside potential in some of the mining stocks. So that's kind of what I'm looking for, is a retest of $50.80. Once we clear that in the next few months, 73 becomes the next intermediate term target.
So when you say intermediate term, what does that mean? Is that a year out? Is that less than a year? What's your intermediate time frame?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Corey. For me, that I would say that's about 6 to 18 months.
Okay, Steve. So if a move like that were to happen in uranium, I guess just before we get back into the charts, just from a macro level, because I know you follow the sector pretty closely, do you think that's going to be tied to the buying that the Sprott Uranium Trust is doing, along with the Yellowcake Fund out of London, and along with, I think there's a third Kazakhstan fund now. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it's the physical buying from those funds that's going to drive it? Or do you think it's going to be more of a contracting cycle where we start seeing utility companies start paying up for longer term agreements?
Well, I think the longer term contracting cycle is all but inevitable. I mean, that pretty much has to happen. So I think, that's one catalyst. As far as like Sprott upping their, or Sprott Physical Uranium Trust upping their physical purchases, I think that's very likely. But, trying to pinpoint catalysts, specific catalysts, is really tough. But if you just look at the overall supply-demand fundamentals, that price is going to have to get up near $60 to even come close to incentivizing the new production that's going to be needed to meet this growing demand for nuclear. So unless something dramatically changes, the price is going to have to go up in the price of uranium.
Steve, what's your takeaway from this environment where we're seeing energy broadly moving higher, uranium and oil both moving higher together? I realize that we did overview that uranium to oil chart, but both are moving higher quite aggressively.
Yeah, I think as Rick Rule likes to say, the cure for low prices is low prices. And we've seen a massive underinvestment in the energy sector for years now. And, that's skewed the supply-demand fundamentals. And I think we're behind the curve. And we're going to need more energy production from conventional sources, as there's certainly some promising green energy solutions out there. But the world is going to need a lot more oil, a lot more natural gas, and a lot more uranium. And we're starting to see that in the price charts. And I think this uptrend has several years to go. It's going to be a wild ride with lots of swings to the up and downside. But I think the trend is higher in oil and the whole energy sector as a whole.
Well, speaking of wild swings, let's shift over to the uranium stocks. Those are always quite volatile. And it's been an interesting move really over the last year in the uranium stocks. A huge move higher, again, kind of keeping the pricing compressed between the rails of that channel. But you were right in November to have a word of caution, even if it wasn't a popular decision, Steve. But now that there has been a pullback, it's actually broken down below this channel. Is that an area of concern? Could these miners really break down a lot more?
Yes, I think in multiple timeframes. So I did take some profits off the table in November, and we pulled back to the lower rail of the clear uptrend channel that you can see here on URNM. And a lot of the individual miners look very similar on the charts. And I kind of expected that support to hold, because that lower rail did coincide for the most part with the 200-day moving average on a lot of individual stocks. Once that support failed, I said, hey, there's a short-term downside risk here, and we have indeed continued to pull back further. So there, once that support was lost at the lower rail of that uptrend channel, technical damage was inflicted. So this could take a little bit of time to repair itself. So from a short-term trading perspective, I'm kind of not looking towards uranium right now. But if you've got a one-plus year time horizon, I think these valuations are very attractive for just accumulation, as long as you're prepared to see it potentially go a little bit lower.
So I'm glad you brought up that 200-day moving average, because it's not outlined here on this chart, but I was looking at the daily chart and the weekly chart for URNM, and this recent breakdown just in the last couple of weeks has taken it below some pretty key moving averages. And I realize the moving averages have started to tilt down with price below those moving averages. Many technicians could take a much more bearish outlook on this chart. Why aren't you maybe as bearish as some could be?
Well, you're right. We lost the 200-day moving average, and I'm specifically looking at the daily chart for URNM. We lost that support, and then we came back and back-tested it from below and failed twice now, and a lot of the individual stocks look the same. You know, there is some support right where we're at, but to avoid that technical damage, we need to reclaim that 200-day and those previous support levels very soon. And that's why I say I'm bullish over the one-plus-year time frame. If you're looking for uranium to go up next week, that's not my baseline scenario. But I think these valuations right now are attractive if you've got a one-plus-year time horizon. I do think the sector is going to recover over the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, and just one more on this uranium price to uranium miners. It's kind of what we see in the precious metals, Steve, and that is that the uranium price has held up a lot better than the miners, just like the precious metals have held up a lot better than their related mining stocks. Do you think that a change in the overall metals price, if it just started surging, could that be something that would just kick these miners, you know, right into gear, and then they'd pop back up above those key moving averages? Because there seems to be a tug of war between the metals prices and the miners' reaction to those prices.
Yeah, 100%. The chart for physical uranium looks much more constructive than that of the mining stocks. So if that triangle pattern on uranium itself breaks to the upside, yeah, I could see the mining stocks recovering much quicker.
All right, Steve, I don't think there's much else to cover here, but thank you again for sharing these charts with us. They really do outline some of the key levels to be watching. And I do find that uranium stock chart, that URNM chart, pretty interesting because of this at least short-term breakdown under some of those moving averages and the key channels. So we'll see where it goes from here. But overall, boy, oh boy, oil just continues to scream higher. Steve, thank you, as always, for your time, buddy. I hope you have a great weekend, and I look forward to chatting with you in another couple weeks.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.